not my boss, but he went out just as I went in, so I sent him a check.
That'll teach him.
Yeah.
That'll learn him.
Yeah, that'll learn him a thing or two.
You know, I found a lot of people to say learn. She learned me. This, I guess this isn't particularly surprising. You learned me to do it.
I learned. I learned to do it. And you can. If I did, you can.
In the afternoon when the farm animals get hungry, what time do you say it is, just for general terms? I have to get home, it's...
Supper time?
If you wanted to call your cows in, what would you call them?
School bossy. I got in a crossword puzzle the other day and I could never work it out.
How'd they spell it?
Heck, I don't know.
They just made it up as they went along.
If you were, I suppose it was S-O, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was so bossy. Huh?
Mm-hmm. What would you tell a cow to tell a cow if you wanted her to stand still when you were milking?
Well, now, I treat animals better than I do humans.
Well, you're doing pretty nicely by me.
So I just give her a spat and say, now be still there. But now, I don't know what anybody else would say.
What if you wanted her to get her leg out of the way?
Well, I just give her a little nudge with my foot and say, move your foot.
What would you say to your calves if you wanted them to come in? It's pretty good to ask a girl who hasn't been around the farm, huh?
And, of course, you don't know me, but if I lived out like that, I'd have pets out of all of them. I'd bring them in the house every time it rained.
How about your horses? What would you do?
I'd do the same with them, too. Just treat them like part of the family.
Call them by name, huh?
Yes, have them over one name.
What did you holler to your pigs when it was time to feed them?
Too big. Only I never did call them. I never did have to.
How about your chickens?
Oh, I always just went out, chicky, 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 chicky.
You didn't have sheep.
Mm-mm. Don't know anything about them. I wouldn't know how to call a sheep, and I wouldn't know the expression.
Here's sheep. Here's sheep.
I've just gotten... Like I said, when it comes to animals, my heart's as big as all outdoors, so that's the way I treat them.
Let's see, if somebody said, is it part of the fairgrounds, what would you say?
Oh, my pet expression for expressing difference, or distance, is, oh, it's just a hoot and a holler. Mm-hmm. Or two hoops and a holler, if it's a little farther.
Uh-huh. How about from here to Seminole?
Oh, that's just a hoop and a holler from here to
How
Seminole.
How about from here to Oklahoma City?
Oh, that's a long way. That's two hoops and a holler. But now I don't know whether everyone uses those expressions
good.
Or not, but that's my pet way of saying.
If someone was going to come in here and homestead, or when people did come in here and homestead, what was the first thing they'd do when they filed for the land?
Well, they staked a claim.
And then what did they do if they wanted to get ready to plant?
I wouldn't know.
Well, did they cut the brush? And
they cleared it. They
cleared
had to
it?
Clear the land. They cleared it.
And what did this amount to?
They cleared the land. They didn't clear it. Hmm?
What did this amount to? What did this entail when they cleared it?
A lot of hard work, I would say.